to another episodic podcasting adventure. It's Takamania. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting episode of Takamania. I'm your co-host, Desvino, here with the one, the only, my Tomodachi, J-Bomb. Say hello, J-Bomb.
You just call me a Tomodachi?
No, but I don't mind pressing your buttons till you poop.
You remember those things?
Yeah, they actually are selling them now again. I went by, it was a Toys R Us. Whenever we go to the mall, I kind of rip in there to check the wrestling figures out and some stuff. Sweet. You know, go through nostalgia. When I once was I a child, not an old man, but it's fun to go in there. And yeah, they sell Tamagotchis again.
Jesus. I think I had one.
You can just download an app on your phone. And you know, true. I guess it's kind of like the nostalgia, like I said. Right?
I had a Nano Pet, though. That's what it was called.
That sounds like an STD. You had nano.
Oh, I have an STD? Yeah, I heard you just got back from the doctors and you have the HIV again.
That's not true. I actually got back from the doctor and I am healthy, except for a little bit high in the cholesterol, but fuck it.
Oh, that's the semen intake.
Oh, my God. I think we just went from PG-13 to rated R. Superstar!
Suck it!
How's it going, my friend?
Not too bad, man. It's been a busy week at work, man. So I've been off Twitter.
You don't have this week off?
No, last week was off. I don't have AIDS anymore. I'm cured.
Okay.
I feel a lot better. I have kids with eye infections right now. So, and as a contact wearer, it's extremely terrifying to be in contact with them.
Oh, I've been actually watching your kids a little bit. It's been fun on your wife's YouTube channel, and I'm going to let you plug it, so go ahead.
All right, guys, if you are into weird fetishes like stay-at-home moms or how to do groceries on a budget, check out my wife's YouTube channel. Follow her on Instagram. All you got to do is type in Marshmallow. That's MARSHELLOPE. I have so much trouble spelling that. But
maybe she'll teach you how to spell soon on this channel. So.
Maybe. But help my wife. Please, let's get her over because I don't want her to be, you know, kind of stuck in that window of... And I can't get
over. Nah, she'll do fine. The videos are great. The production's really cool. I heard there's a really cool guy helping her behind the scenes.
Oh, is there?
So, yeah, I wish I had a partner helping me, you know, but, you know, what can I say?
Well, I appreciate you letting me plug in on the show, bud, and I'm sure she will too. Check her out. Her name's Catherine, a.k.a. Melissa. So check her out on the YouTubes.
Cute. And we all grew up together too. We're like old-time friends.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. And guys, if you're not following us already, make sure to do @_Takamania. We're on Spotify. We're on Podbean. We're on iTunes. The whole shebang. ProWrestlingTees.com.
Yep.
/Takamania. You can buy merch. Come on, do it. Come be on our show, man. It would be fun. It would be our pleasure to have you on our show. And that's it. We don't want to do too many plugs. We want to get into it. There's a lot of stuff to cover.
Yep.
Raw, SmackDown. We're going into Evolution.
Are we doing
Saudi Arabia
tonight?
Is coming up. Predictions are tonight, too, again, okay. Folks. Sweet. So we got a pretty jam-packed episode.
Yeah.
So without further ado, let's get into it.
Yeah, buddy.
Cool. So Raw this week opened up with a bombshell. Yep. I actually had to call you while you were at the studio jamming to let you know the news because I was watching this and Roman Reigns came down to the ring. And I mean, this is what every podcast is going to be talking about this week. And I think rightly so. This was the big bomb drop this week. I thought it was a bit weird seeing him come down to the ring in his street clothes. I was like, this is a bit odd. And he comes down and he cuts a promo basically saying how, you know, he would be a fighting champion and he'd be here defending the title. You know, but he can't because his name is Joe and his leukemia has returned, which
was a bombshell.
Immediately when he started talking about it, just kind of wasn't really paying attention anymore. I was just kind of processing it, and it was really hard for me to process it because I don't think anything like that's ever really happened before on WWE TV. You know, we've seen retirement speeches, but this is the real deal, man.
Came out of nowhere, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny because it's not funny, but it was funny that he was missing this weekend on some shows, and people were like, oh, what the hell? He's supposed to be a champion. He's not there. I wanted to see Roman Reigns. I even saw this girl tweet, and I wanted to call her out after and say, like, well, that tweet didn't age well. But she's saying, he's not here this weekend. There's no excuse. He should be reprimanded. I don't care what he has to say for himself.
Oh, fuck.
And I was like, but everybody's been so sensitive. And, I mean, everybody has a right to their own opinion. You know, if you don't like the character Roman Reigns, that's fine. But, dude, this guy's, you know, this is a serious matter. And, you know, you don't wish this on anybody. So, again, you know, I hope everything goes well. This guy's he's a fighter. You know, and I'm not trying to make it seem, you know, dilute the seriousness of it all. You know, but, you know, with experiences with cancers and treatment, it is one of the more treatable. He's been through it before, so there's a good chance he'll be all right.
Yeah.
Let's just keep him in our prayers. And, man, this is going to add to one hell of a story for his career, man. He's a fighter. And I don't want to hear any of you guys booing him when he comes back.
He's going to get a hell of a return pop, man.
That's it. Watch him. Watch him main event WrestleMania 5 years in a row now.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he'll be back in time. I mean,
I think he'll be back sooner than you think, actually, to be honest with you. I could see it being a couple months.
I don't know what the treatment's like. I'm not a doctor, but I could assume that it's probably going to take quite a toll on his body. It's sad, dude. It's just like, I know like a lot of people online. First of all, we got to talk about how ridiculous some of these fans are saying that it's a storyline or a work. I mean, we've seen WWE stoop to some pretty lows, but come on. Insane.
Katie Vick?
Which one was Katie Vick?
When Kane had the story of when he was driving with the girl and then she died and then he's going to have sex with her dead body.
Oh, yeah.
And then Triple H goes in the coffin to have sex with her dead body.
Like, somehow this would be worse, I think. It's like, it's so real, and all the stuff that WWE does for cancer. It's Susan G. Komen or whatever the hell it's called going on right now. So it would be an all-time low. So...
Yeah, and I think one of the most shocking things was, you know, people might be saying that too because it was so shocking. You know, people didn't know how to react. But even the WWE talent, apparently none of them knew. So when he was going out there, it caught a lot of people by surprise.
Oh, and, I bet.
I mean, you saw the Shield come up. Seth Rollins was tearing up. He was looking like he was going to be crying. He was crying. So
yeah.
There it is. So that guy's a sensitive soul. Roman Reigns, too. You saw the Shield give one last hug before he stepped out. And there's some interesting footage on WWE.com and their social media where they actually show when he comes backstage. And
yeah,
he first hugs Triple H, then Shawn Michaels, and he goes from person to person. And it's rather touching. And
yeah, sure.
It shows how much of a family they are. Braun Strowman, too. He really... He paid a lot of respect to Roman, even saying now that the Universal Championship title match at Crown Jewel is going to be Braun versus Brock, that Roman Reigns is going to get the first opportunity when he gets back. So that's, you know, a lot of respect there. I don't know Braun Strowman's going from heel to face one day to the next, but I think ultimately people just always kind of, I don't think it was really working because people like to cheer for him. He destroys things. They like that's to get it. This hand, to get these hands thing that you hate so much.
Oh, I hate it. But he's a monster. And, you know, in lieu of Halloween, I hope that they do some sort of playing. Just to lighten the mood a little bit. But, I mean, I think it's nice to see that everybody instantly, you know, turned off the wrestling fan in them and became a human again and really, you know, said nice things about Roman. And really, I guess you could say that I think all the guys that have booed him and talked shit about him for so long probably feel a bit of guilt. They should not, because Roman Reigns is a character and Joe is a human being. But it's just nice to see the majority of people just be cool about it and not like make jokes of it. I haven't seen any like terrible memes or anything like that, so that's good.
Yeah, for the most part, it seems like people are being mature about it, which is cool, man. It's cool. Again, we wish this man the best in his recovery, and we hope to see you soon with 100 Superman punches.
He can, and he will. Go for it, Roman. Go for it, Joe.
So one build-up that I want to ask you about.
Yep.
So we're going to Saudi Arabia, or are we? First of all, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So I've noticed that I think everybody's noticed, they've not mentioned Saudi Arabia at all over the past few weeks. They just talk about the pay-per-view. Even to the point where you can't buy tickets. They haven't been released. They keep saying, oh, they're going to be released. And now I believe somebody, who was it? It was somebody, Ryan Satin?
I know who it is. I don't know. He's got a little verification check beside his name.
Yeah. I know a lot of you guys know who he is out there. And I do. I don't listen to his stuff. Like, I don't listen to his last name pronunciation. So,
Ryan. Let's call him Ryan.
Let's call him Ryan.
Yeah.
I think it's something like we go to buy tickets. It's like, unknown country, unknown city. So it's like unknown, unknown. And he's just like, can somebody tell me the directions to unknown, unknown?
That's like that.
So it's
from.
Like, or like kind of like it's placeholder text or something. Whatever. It is what it is. But so basically what it indicates is they have no idea what they're doing. Right. I think also John Cena has claimed to pull himself out of this event. He doesn't want to be involved in it. Rightly.
Well, John Cena always pulls out, right?
Ooh. Drink, bitch.
Ah, damn it, I didn't have it ready. Fuck.
It's okay.
But did you hear about Hulk Hogan kind of spilling the beans?
About NWO possibly going into the Hall of Fame?
No, about Hogan, like, I'm surprised you don't know. Oh, I'm going to drop some news, Dez.
That he's going to Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, he's going to Saudi Arabia, and he's supposed to return at Crown Jewel. So if there wasn't enough controversy about them being in Saudi Arabia, they're going to bring racist Hulk Hogan along for the ride.
Oh, my God. If this couldn't get any worse, eh? Yeah. So Saudi Arabia, I don't know. I have a feeling that they're going to try to move it. I guess that would be my best guess.
When is it? Soon.
It's November. Yeah, November 2nd, I believe.
Oh, so fuck. It's like next
or
week.
It's the next Friday. So, yeah, they're going to have to figure out a plan B if they're going to do one. Otherwise, they go to Saudi Arabia. I mean, they're going to sell the tickets if they put them on sale, for sure. And, yeah, if they go, they go. I know, with the return of DX and Shawn Michaels coming out of retirement, it's kind of like you kind of can't backtrack on this. But, you know, where else could they put it? I mean, I guess there's a few options. But, I don't know. They haven't even really put tickets out for sale. So it's really a big mystery. You know, Roman's not going to be there. Cena's potentially not going to be there. And Daniel Bryan as well, too, has mentioned that he doesn't want to go. And he's in the WWE title match. So, pretty big deal.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm over it being in Saudi Arabia. I mean, I don't really remember what I talked about last week on the podcast. I might have been more, you know, emotional about it last week, but I don't really care. Do wherever you want to do it. I mean, really, at the end of the day, it's a wrestling show.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they're going to get lots of money out of it, but I think it's a lot of investors, too, because it's like, it's not going to make them look very good if the WWE goes to Saudi Arabia that just killed an American journalist. They murdered him. They tried to cover it up and whatever. We're not going to get into the whole politics about it, but it is what it is.
I think an investor won't care as long as he gets money, right?
We'll see. I mean, you know, Nike is going in there, and then it's not going to be good. It wouldn't be good for them.
Yeah, sponsors I could see being pissed, but actual investors, man.
It's interesting. We're in interesting times. You have some interesting events coming up.
Yeah.
And we'll soon find out what is happening with Saudi Arabia. So what I wanted to ask you was DX. We saw the return. That music had been so long. Didn't think I was going to hear it again. So I was excited. They came out. They did their spiel. It was all right. But then we have the promo from The Undertaker and Kane, and they're in a graveyard.
Yeah.
And I've noticed lately they're doing a lot of coffins and burying. And I remember when AJ Styles was like, "I'll bury him alive," and then we have Kane and Undertaker seemingly burying their plots. I know it's probably just metaphorical to prove a point or whatever, but do you think they would ever do a buried alive match again?
I would love it. It was one of my favorite gimmick matches. If they are gonna do it, I think it should be. I believe that WrestleMania 35 is The Undertaker's legitimate last match. And I don't think it's going to be Shawn Michaels' last match, because I still think it's going to be Shawn versus Taker at WrestleMania 35. So why not have Shawn bury The Undertaker?
Could be interesting. But then how can you legit, I guess, conceivably believe Shawn Michaels would be able to beat The Undertaker to the point where he could bury him alive?
Conceivably, I can't say that word. Believe... pretty easily. Take a look at The Undertaker.
you took the shortcut on that word, but yeah. All right.
Take a look at The Undertaker and take a look at Shawn Michaels. I bet you I could beat up The Undertaker.
So Shawn Michaels just has to do like 5 laps around the ring, and then Undertaker will kind of get winded, and that's about it.
Pretty much.
Hit him with a shovel and drag him in. You know what'd be cool, though?
Right in, yeah.
So let's say we did do a Buried Alive match, and it would be a tag team Buried Alive match. So this is a bit more unique.
Yeah,
you have to bury both your opponents.
Fuck.
So it's a bit more challenging. But what about this? Get this, okay? You have the Brothers of Destruction taking on DX in this match. And then during this match, you have the Undisputed Era run out. They beat the crap out of the Brothers of Destruction with maybe, you know, who knows, Road Dogg, X-Pac. They can run out too. And they just beat the crap out of them. It's kind of like what I'm getting at is kind of the formation of a new DX. And in turn, it's burying The Undertaker and Kane alive.
It'd be dope. It would be dope. I don't know if it's plausible, but it would be sick. But I just want to see Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker one-on-one, though. I really do.
Really, eh? Yeah. Wow, that's a very unpopular opinion. And I don't disagree with you.
At WrestleMania, dude, we're going to be there. So we're going to see a Shawn Michaels entrance at WrestleMania, an Undertaker entrance at WrestleMania. And imagine seeing a Buried Alive match. And I could just see it ending perfectly. I know they've done it before. But Shawn buries Taker, the lightning strikes the ground, and he's never to be seen again.
His hand pops out from the grave again.
His hand should pop out and then just like flop over. Like, done.
Shawn, like, he beats it with a shovel. He sets it on fire.
Cuts it off. No, and then next year, put him in the Hall of Fame. And then Taker, let's just see you gone for a long time until one day there's somebody else with a mystical character similar to his. And he can come back and kind of just make appearances. But I don't want to see him wrestle anymore. I don't want to see Undertaker.
It was sad, eh? It was pretty bad.
It was horrible. It's always been horrible. Other than the John Cena squash match at 34, where we were like, whoa, Undertaker's got a new hip.
He wrestled really well, and he had his wig on and everything. He looked really good, yeah.
But the excitement only lasted 5 minutes because he could only last 5 minutes, so.
I don't even think it was 5 minutes.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't like Undertaker entrances, but if I'm there in person at WrestleMania, well, I guess I should see one, you know?
Hmm. Cool. I want to ask you about something else. I want to know if you like this. Elias's face turn this week. What'd you think? A lot of people are really happy about this one.
I don't know, man. I feel like Elias, I've never been really too behind Elias. I think...
You don't walk with Elias?
No, I don't really walk with him. Fuck him. But I thought he was doing so well as a heel. Like, I thought he was really starting to get there. Like, everything that happened in Seattle with Kevin Owens, and I thought, fuck, this guy can go. But I get it. I get that this Roman Reigns, you know, not being around anymore, they have to really shuffle up the rosters because none of the matchups make sense anymore. So I get why Elias made the turn. And I got to think it's got something to do with Survivor Series because they're going to be making teams and stuff like that. But so Elias' face,
fair point.
Brock, Braun's face, what else did we say? Oh, and then, fuck, Dean Ambrose.
Whoa, geez, that was another big piece of news coming out of this. Yeah. And a lot of people were really upset. I mean, well, first of all, you know, main event, we had the Shield winning the tag team champions, which I could see a million miles away. We all knew it was, I knew it was going to happen.
I did not think it was going to happen.
Really? Especially with Roman, you know, making his big announcement. Like, almost had to happen. If it didn't happen, that would have been a bit weird. I don't know. I knew it was going to happen, so... To me, and especially when Drew McIntyre came out and attacked Braun Strowman earlier.
That was so sick.
Yeah. Oh, the Claymore kick.
I mean, so good. What a move.
It looks like they're poising to move him as well into the Universal Championship picture.
For sure.
I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a healer phase because he's a bad guy, but the fans like him.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see. But yeah, we have the Shield win the tag titles. And then Dean Ambrose pulling a turn, man. And what a timing it was. Jeez, talk about picking your moments. So, like, what do you think? You think it was a good time to do it, or you think it was tasteless?
Poetically perfect, because we've talked about it. We thought we had said when Dean came back, he had to either come back immediately as a heel, or he needed to come back and turn on the Shield very, very quickly, like the first pay-per-view following. He didn't do any of that. And then they were teasing us, and you thought that they were kind of, you know, trying to screw with us and tease us with it and pull a fast one. And that's why I thought that they were going to lose and Dean was going to get frustrated again and kind of push Seth and walk to the back and it would continue. When they won, I was like, oh, shit. I was like, don't tell me they're going to do it. You know, with the news of Roman and everything. And they did it. And the way that they were talking to each other, the way that he was saying, like, something about something that Seth had said previously, and you brought this on yourself. It was just like, it reminded me of, like, you know, Ciampa in NXT. And then he pulled that dirty deeds on the ground, man. I don't know how they got that sound, but it was just perfect. It's perfect. It sounded like his freaking skull cracked. I loved it.
Yeah, I actually caught me off guard. I really was surprised. I didn't think it was going to happen. I have no problem with it happening, though. I mean, come on.
For sure, Roman gave the blessing. Like, I'm sure he was like,
yeah, for sure. He's going to be fine with it. And it was something that was going to happen anyways. Maybe they moved it up a little bit closer, a little bit earlier. But I think the timing was perfect. I think they can go on and do something great together, these two. Yep. I personally would have liked to see Rollins make the heel turn. People really wouldn't have seen that coming. I think it would have really skyrocketed Ambrose as a disgruntled face. And Rollins, I just love him as a heel. Love, love, love him as a heel. So now I'm kind of like, oh, I got to wait a little bit longer for that heel Rollins. But excellent. I thought it was cool.
Heel Dean, and I've never seen heel Dean. I know he was a heel when he first came in with the Shield, but they were all kind of heels, but everybody still liked them. I think this guy's going to be fucking booed, man. I really do. I think he's going to be a legitimate heel. I think it's going to be awesome.
People love Seth Rollins, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They adore this guy. So we'll see. It's going to be very interesting to see next week. And I guess Crown Jewel 2. I guess they're going to have, a singles match at this point now? Because things are going to be shaking up quite a bit.
I'm just happy. Like, okay, so he dropped the Dirty Deeds right after they won the championship. And then Dean kind of like, it was like he had two personalities. He was like, why? You heard him say, like, not now, why now? And like, to himself, you know? So I don't know if there's going to be like this internal,
like Eddie Brock kind of style.
What's Eddie Brock? What's that?
Oh, God, guys. Guys, tweet this guy and slap him in the face. Venom, Eddie Brock.
Oh, fuck comics. They're horrible. I'm excited to watch Raw next week. Like, I'm really, really excited to watch Raw that next week. And it's been a really long time since I'm excited to watch Raw.
I'm curious, too, because now we have Ziggler and McIntyre who lost their tag titles. Do they get a rematch? And what happens now with the tag titles? Will there be a tournament? They'll probably be the easy route is just do a tournament for vacated tag titles because Dean threw it, basically. Right? Yeah, he threw it at him. Yeah. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. Maybe Ziggler and McIntyre will just get them back, but that seems stupid. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, I would have thought at Saudi Arabia they would have had their rematch probably, and that probably could have been the plan, but who knows? Exactly what you said. I am excited to see Raw next week to see what is going to happen. So
we have questions.
Pretty cool, and I have no problem with it. I don't think it was tasteless, and get over it, you crybabies.
Yeah, I don't see how it's tasteless at all. I mean, what was I watching when they were talking about heels? I think it was on, I was listening to Busted Open, and they were talking about when somebody else turned. They were talking about when Mr. Perfect, because they think he was the greatest heel ever. And back in the day, it was very rare that people liked heels, and one guy in the crowd was cheering for Mr. Perfect. And on his way out, Mr. Perfect spat his gum at the guy cheering for him. And the guy turned around and was like, fuck, you're an asshole. And, you know, that's what we need. We need that type of heel again. These Kevin Owens heels are great. I love them. But you cheer them because they're bad. I want a real heel that we all actually hate. And not one just that says, I hate the States, like Jinder Mahal. That's cheap. I want them to legitimately be like, fuck, that was really low. Like with like Dean Ambrose, that reaction they got, everybody, the crowd, their mouths were all open. It's perfect.
Yeah, you have people like, Dean, why? Tonight of all nights.
Yeah, the crowd interaction was great. There's a few people who said some pretty dirty shit. I heard somebody after Roman Reigns said that he had leukemia, so you heard somebody say, you still suck. And I was like,
yeah, there's a few things I heard too, but I think a lot of people didn't really understand what was going on. They weren't processing it properly.
Yeah, he kind of like threw it in and the crowd brutally. Like got a little bit quieter, but people, I feel like they were like, did I hear that right?
Is this real? You know, like, is this not a story? Like, I don't know, you know?
It was something. I mean, it left, there was a weird feeling for the rest of the night, and it was perfect time for Ambrose to pull what he pulled. So
I agree. So we're talking about heels and, you know, really genuinely not liking someone. So I'll tell you somebody who I genuinely don't like, Nikki Bella.
Fuck. You know, I'm liking her more and more as this Ronda stuff goes on. And
well, I'll tell you this. The fact that I hate her so much.
There you go.
Maybe she's doing something right. Like, this girl is designed to be a heel. Yeah. She should never be a face because 100%. When she talks, her voice and the stuff she spews, it's just, oh, I just despise her.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%.
Maybe that's it. Maybe she's just doing such a good job. So what do you think? Do you think this buildup has been exciting? Are you looking forward to this match? And what are your expectations?
There is two really big highlights with Evolution. And it's Becky Lynch and Charlotte and Nikki and Ronda. I see a lot of people post, I forget the girl's name, Rachareen Dream, you know who I'm talking about, on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah. She posts this, like, who should be fighting Ronda Rousey, and she posts, like, a whole bunch of really good female wrestlers. And I'm thinking, like, well, it should be Nikki. Like, I don't see how anybody else is a better match for Ronda than Nikki. She's probably the most plausible opponent that can maybe beat Ronda Rousey, in my opinion.
Oh, I don't think beat. No, oh my God. I don't. Oh, that is.
No, because
no,
she can
not.
She can beat her by heel moves, twin magic. It's 2v1.
If she's the first person to beat Ronda,
I don't think she will be, but I'm saying, like, the entity of Nikki Bella versus the entity of Ronda Rousey, like I talked about it last week, outside of WWE fans, they're the only two believable ones. Like, who else could beat Ronda Rousey?
I absolutely agree with you now that it should be Nikki Bella, simply based on your breakdown last week.
Yeah!
And how it's the smartest business decision for them. And it'll get the greater audience and the most people to tune in. I get it. Okay, no problem. Is this the match I would have booked? No. I would have had Ronda versus Charlotte, but they're saving this for WrestleMania. So I'm okay with this.
Asuka versus Ronda would be cool too.
Yeah, Asuka versus Ronda would have been fantastic. I would have liked it. But I don't think you would have had as many viewers tune in to your fact. I think a lot of people watched Total Divas. They watched Total Bellas.
Yeah.
So I think it was a smart decision, and it was best for business.
Like, the fact that it's Evolution pay-per-view, I think that if someone's going to beat Ronda, they should save it for somebody more deserving than Nikki. Like a full-timer, let's say. And more of a wrestler's match than... You know, this is a spectacle. This is a spectacle.
It is. And, I mean, I'm interested to see how the match goes. I'm interested to see the offense. I'm sure Bree's going to be at the ringside to help distract and work in Nikki's favor.
Yep.
And in the end, I think Ronda's just going to basically beat the tar out of Nikki. So I'm happy about that. And that's going to be exciting, guys. So that's something to look forward to. And you know what? I'm actually kind of happy that we've gone through all this. You know, we knew it was going to happen months in advance. We're almost at the finish line, and then we can move on to other things, hopefully. Yes. So that's it. Then I will shut up about it.
Is there anything else on Evolution that you're excited about?
Well, I mean, I think they had the chance to make such a fantastic card. They really did. Even bringing back the old women. I didn't mean that. Even the, you know, the old veterans. That's the better word. I think they could have done some really good things with them. You know, I think having Lita versus Becky Lynch would have been great. I mean, she's kind of the modern Lita, in a sense, especially if you look at the way she used to dress and used to be in NXT. I think there's a picture of them side by side. It was very, very close. Sasha Banks versus Trish Stratus. Oh. No, I think versus Trish Stratus. People are saying Bayley versus Mickie James could have been good just because they were all like peppy, you know, back in their day.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just think they could have done some cool things. I think having Asuka versus Ember Moon could have been really cool to have them. They've had amazing matches really together.
Cool. Yeah.
It would have torn down the house. Or have Asuka versus Bayley. She always wanted to have that rematch versus Asuka and be ready and take on Asuka. I would even be okay with Bayley winning this match. I just think they didn't really take advantage of the roster. They're going with a few matches. They're trying to include NXT. They're trying to include the UK NXT. And it's not great booking, in my opinion, I would say.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the women are also upset about this, too. I mean, look, we're going to Evolution on Sunday, and we've seen on Raw, we had a squash match, a four-way match with women, and it was, 2 minutes long? And then on SmackDown, it was supposed to be Naomi and Asuka versus, I think it was Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, and it didn't even happen. Everybody just ran out to the ring, and it was a mess. It was a hot mess in that ring. It was so sloppy.
It was hot.
People were going through the ring, below the ring, and then we end up with Asuka being the last woman standing, and, to me, that spelled that she will not be your winner this Sunday, which, fair enough. I mean, I think she won the last Battle Royale. She shouldn't win another one. Let me have my dream, you know, let me at least think she could win it, but now I know it's not going to be the case, but, yes, I just don't think the card is really the most stacked card they could have come up with.
Like going into Evolution, when they announced that Lita and Trish are coming back, we talked about it. I thought Lita should have challenged Trish.
That would be great.
Okay. So I think Lita should have challenged Trish. Becky and Charlotte, I'm okay with. Ronda versus Nikki, I'm cool with. They should have 100% had the whole lead up, kept with the storyline of Sasha and Bayley, and it could have been Sasha and Bayley 3 or whatever number it's at there, and made it a 30-minute Iron Woman match. And Asuka versus Ember Moon, I didn't even think of it, but God, that would be a good match.
Asuka should be in a singles match. And I'm not, you know, I'm not sitting here doing my Asuka praising. I mean, honestly, she is one of the best on the roster. Yes. And she can put on an amazing show. She should be in a match. And right now, you have her doing barely anything. Yeah, she's in a mixed match challenge. And all mixed match challenges is comedy. Yeah. So, I mean.
And it's okay, actually. It's grown up.
Yeah. I'm telling you, too. Did you watch some of it? Did you see some of the stuff she's doing with
clips? And it's funny. So
I'm PVRing it and I'm watching them. But, like, some of the stuff she's doing with The Miz is hilarious. And not just her and The Miz. Like, all the teams, they're doing a lot of really fun stuff. So it's actually been a little enjoyable for me. And
you know what?
It is what it is.
I would have even liked like a grudge match and let Asuka beat the shit out of Carmella at Evolution.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like put her in a cage.
Now that Ellsworth is gone? Yeah.
Yes. And then have like Tamina versus Nia Jax, two powerhouses. And then you could have gone like, you know, Dana Brooke, Mandy Rose, Serena Deville. You could have put them kind of in a shitty tag team match and thrown in the Iconics. And if Ember Moon's not going to be fighting Asuka, then put Ember Moon against Naomi. I think that would be a really good match as well. And then you could have had all these awesome matchups. And it could have been a real pure wrestling show. Because
and then you put Lana in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. No, Lana shouldn't even be there. Lana versus Eva Marie.
She's still doing that face buster sit down. I'm sorry. When you have that move as part of your moveset, you're not a real wrestler. That's pretty much the move they give to anybody. Like, it's like back in the day.
The free move you get in 2K19. That's what it is.
Oh, man. But yeah, just I'm a little bit, I guess.
So,
healthy.
Road Dog, we know you're listening. If you need help booking Evolution 2, just add us at @TalkMania.
You know, a part of me also feels like, you know, people are like, oh, Trish and Lita, they should have had single matches. Why do you think they didn't? I have my own theory here.
Because they probably both suck at wrestling.
I think times have changed, and I think they would not be able to keep up with the current roster.
I would agree with you.
And, I mean, if you go watch Trish and Lita matches, and you're going to see it this Sunday, folks, it's going to be sloppy. That whole match is going to be sloppy.
I like when it's sloppy with Trish.
You have Mickie James in there. You're going to have Trish, and you're going to have Lita. These are three pretty sloppy wrestlers. And I'm sorry, you guys who are fans of them, I have a lot of respect for them, and they are legends in women's wrestling, for sure, 100%. But they're sloppy workers. It'll be botch central.
Are we going to see Alundra Blaze at Evolution?
Yeah, she's in the Battle Royale.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
She may be my pick.
Really?
Yeah,
no, because
I'm
they get
look,
a title
I'm,
shot.
I'm
right?
trying. I'm trying to look at everybody in. Yeah, that's the only thing. They get a title shot, so I really don't know if they're going to have a veteran come back and get a title shot.
Oh my God,
to have her win that match would be pretty cool. But outside of that, it's like I'm trying to look at everybody who's in it, and well, who else could really legit win it? Maybe Naomi. Maybe Ember Moon.
Naomi won at WrestleMania, so I don't think it's going to be her.
Right.
And then Asuka won the Royal Rumble, and then she won on SmackDown, so unfortunately it's not going to happen. What if they put a female conquistador in there, and they win it, and they rip it off, and it's James Ellsworth, and the world burns.
Oh, my God. It would be amazing. I think that would be such a hilarious... It's genius. However, you can't put him in that suit and not know it's James Ellsworth. First of all, the mask won't fit on his face because of his chin.
They could
make a
custom
have this
one.
Big dent there, right?
Oh, we didn't know it was Kurt Angle, and Kurt Angle's got a build that you know from a mile away.
Yeah, Kurt Angle, kind of. You could kind of tell. But, yeah, I know. But Ellsworth, I mean, he's... pretty obvious. There's no woman that scrawny on the roster.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go. I was just gonna say it could very well be somebody, like you said, to your point of having James Ellsworth there. There could be somebody who we don't even know who's gonna be in the match. Who's gonna win it?
I would love to see Nikki Cross win it, but
I like that as well too. She's been wrestling on SmackDown house shows from time to time. So I mean. Why doesn't she come up? And what happened to Sanity? They just disappeared off the face of the earth.
I totally forgot about Sanity. Holy shit. And the Usos are back, which is weird.
Not to mention the U.S. champion, Nakamura. Where the hell's he been?
SmackDown was so high, and then all of a sudden, what the hell has gone on the last 2 weeks?
No, I didn't mind the whole, like, they rotate them to keep it fresh, you know, but we haven't seen Almas in quite some time. We haven't seen Nakamura, and he's your U.S. champion, which just blows my mind that he's not even on the show. And I don't know, like, Sanity, what happened to them? Shelton Benjamin wasn't there this week, so it's a bit tough. It's a bit, again, 2 hours, it's just, you don't have enough time for all that talent.
Yeah, and... this whole AJ and Daniel Bryan versus the Usos again. Like, this should have been
boring recipe.
Yeah, it's a boring recipe. It takes away from it being something special that we saw at SmackDown 1000. And are you serious? A miscommunication in the ring again?
I know. It's lazy. It's a copy and paste from the week before with the Usos again. I'm happy the Usos are there. And you see what he did when he did the splash at the top rope?
Yes.
He cocked his arm like Roman Reigns.
Oh, cool. I didn't pick up on that.
He was diving in the air and he was like,
"Oh, that's
splash.
Dope. That's
yeah,
dope.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, for sure. And picked up a win over AJ Styles. I like when AJ gives pins to people. I think it's cool. He's very, he's got no problem doing it.
Well, we've said it, right? He's a guy who can take pins left, right, and center, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, yeah, but the miscommunication. So, it basically is like they're going to go into it. They're going to have miscommunication week after week and then just kind of, I guess, go at it. I don't know who the heel, who the face is going to be. They should just go into it as like a respectful match with two faces. I think people would be invested in it. I think it would be exciting. People wouldn't really know who's going to win more or less. And I don't know. I just, they got to not be afraid to do that.
Yeah. I feel like it's such a waste of a match. Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles should have been kept for once AJ was a full-blown heel again. And Daniel Bryan could have... It could just have been a better match with a better build because I don't think The Miz is going to get involved anymore because I think he's going to be preoccupied with the World Cup. And I think we're literally just going to see a really poor story being told between AJ and Daniel Bryan, and it's going to tarnish what that match could be.
Mm. So. Mr. Small Package? We're going to see a small package?
Yeah, they're doubles. They're so small, those two. It's going to be like a little person match.
I think it'll be a good match, but I just think the build up and the story behind it, it's just a bit lazy. That's all.
Hopefully, Daniel Bryan doesn't fly all the way to Saudi Arabia for another 2 minute match. I hope for his sake. No more diarrhea.
Well, heavy rumor is he doesn't want to go to Saudi Arabia. So I mean, obviously the WWE could force his hand. Maybe I don't know.
You got to think right there that there's no way he would have been winning. If he's like, because he would go if he was going to become the champion.
I don't know. He's the kind of guy that's very strong about his beliefs and principles. So
yeah, but I think he's got a soft spot for that WWE championship. I would fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. They made him work for it last time. Yeah. So
now, what do you think about the Big Show in the bar?
I don't know. Why?
Why? Right? What the hell is going on? What the fuck is going on SmackDown?
And show bar? Are they the big bar? I don't know, man. I don't know. He's a heel again. This guy's flopped so much. Heel face, he cries, then he's a heel in the face, and he's punching Kofi, and what is this leading to?
I gotta think the Prince was like, I want to see Big Show.
Yeah.
Big Show's like, I'll be there.
Yeah, it's gotta be stuff like that we're seeing, you know? Even with Hogan coming back, apparently, I think he's just basically saying, I want these people, you know?
Well, I wonder if it's because Roman dropped, the situation with Roman, WWE is going to pull the trigger and, you know, bring out another big name. If John Cena is not going to be there, I mean, really, who is the face? Brock Lesnar? Bring
Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock. Those would be two big ones.
The Rock, good luck getting him to go there.
Yeah, I know.
Good luck,
yeah.
But yeah.
Maybe on the Titan. Maybe on the Titantron.
Yeah, maybe. Did you notice that when Rusev came out, there was absolutely no heartbeat in that building at all?
People aren't into it anymore?
No, they killed Rusev Day. They extinguished it. What were they thinking? I bet you merch sales were dope. This could have ran for such a long time. Make all three of them face. Like when Aiden came out and sang Rusev Day, man, it just every single time got me into Raw. SmackDown. Every single time it got me into the show.
No, I feel you there. And it was funny because those two were magic and they didn't even get to have a tag team title run. I think they should have at least played that out maybe. But we had all this build up with Rusev Day. We had, you know, Aiden with this video and all that stuff. And we finally get this match between them on SmackDown. And the match is, you know, one and done. You know, like, is that it? That's it. Basically beats Aiden and no aftermath, no nothing. So what happens from here? Is that it for Rusev and Aiden? For me, I would like to actually see Lana turn on Rusev. I think that would be cool.
Yes,
at least to spice it up. Because guys, like, what did we get out of this? We didn't get anything. Like, this is a storyline that I was heavily invested
in. We said it was our favorite storyline going in the WWE at one point.
Yeah. And I remember being in Montreal when they were backstage and they actually had the French signage in the back. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you know, like, I think you got to get back on track, but you got to, like, you know, figure out what's best for you, if you know what I mean. And we were like, oh, and you had to choose between the two of them. And she was wearing the Rusev Day shirt. That was kind of the first time where Lana kind of really re-entered the picture.
Yep.
And it just really has had no payoff. And it's really unfortunate because those guys were magic together, man. I loved Rusev Day. So it's a bit sad.
It was magique. It was a sac magique.
On the mixed match challenge, I think it was the mixed match challenge, I believe. The Miz was fighting. It was either on SmackDown or the mixed match challenge, but the Miz was fighting Rusev, and he ended up on the ground outside. And while he did it, he took a microphone and was like, and then Rusev kind of turned and was like, what? And then the Miz ran in and, like, attacked him.
That's pretty awesome. Funny.
Yeah, it was clever.
Yeah, see, mixed match is good for those things.
It's fun. It's actually pretty cool and entertaining to see. So, each cool.
What'd you think about the Charlotte Becky Performance Center attack?
I mean, I don't know. I like the way it was filmed. Yeah, I like the way it was filmed. Yeah. I felt the speech was a bit, I guess...
It's horrible.
It's like teleprompter or like kind of just like cliche. I will say, though, I have to say that Becky is outworking Charlotte in this angle, in these promos. And Charlotte can be an amazing heel. I don't think she should really be a face. I don't think it suits her well.
Agreed.
I think she can do an all right job at it. But I think Becky is just killing it and outshining Charlotte, definitely. So that was cool to see. I liked her coming out and attacking her. And it was funny because you had some NXT talent basically be like, you know, why'd you do that? And Becky, why? And then I think one of them was like, you know, like, thank you, Becky. And then Becky's like, shut up. I'm going to slap you in the face too.
Becky's so good.
It's been great.
I liked it. I liked the way it was filmed. And then I liked that Charlotte had a single promo right after. I thought she nailed that one. That was good. What I don't like and what I really want the WWE to get away from is, like, they're at the Performance Center and Shayna Baszler's there.
Yeah, that was a big thing. Shayna Baszler, I don't buy her standing there watching.
I'm saying. And the girl with the hair, Bianca Belair or whatever her name is, like, they should have still been in character. They should have kind of been, like, heels watching Charlotte. Like, this whole... they break the fourth wall too much. Like even when Stephanie McMahon makes her major announcements and all the women come in the ring and they're all friends, it's so bad for the product. Like, this is a show that we're watching. Stop fucking insulting us.
Do you think Stephanie should have been there heading into Evolution this week? I think she should have.
Yeah.
I think there should have been more behind it. I think the shows, honestly, should have been woman-heavy on both Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, I agree. Having Shane come out, I thought he was going to announce tag teams for Evolution. I thought it would have been a secret last second because he came out and started talking about all the good stuff.
I think it was an idea. What happened? I don't know.
Laziness.
I don't know. I feel like they had like a real good chance at making. I mean, it is history, right? I get it, but they had a real chance to make like a fantastically stacked card, and it's just mediocre with like one or two cool matches, I guess.
Like, I really hope. You got to think Nikki and Ronda are going to close the show, but I really, really hope it's Charlotte and Becky. And I think if they can end on a note like that, and it's a hell of a match,
it won't happen.
I know, but if they did, I think it could salvage the pay-per-view and have it end the way that NXT ended when Bayley and Sasha main evented it. And they kind of, like, the whole roster came out to clap them and give them flowers and shit. And I think that if it's Charlotte and Becky, they could salvage it. But like you said, it's probably not going to happen because they're going to want to end on like a headline, you know, like a headliner. So.
Well said, my friend.
We're doomed,
and
bro.
On that note, Tacomania presents Evolution Predictions. It's history. It's history. We're women and we're fighting. It's history.
I was going to try and rap there, but I'm happy I didn't because I'm horrible at it.
All right, folks. Evolution coming to you this Sunday. Hope you're watching. We're going to be there. We're going to be there. We're going to be tweeting. We're going to be periscoping. That's what we do. We're here for the ride for Tacomania. And let's get to it.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a card. It's, you know, if you listen to the rest of the show earlier, it's
a card.
But you know what? These women are talented. I'm not going to take anything away from that. And hopefully they make the best out of it and put on a fantastic performance. All right. So let's get into it. One match that was made, I guess, last minute and a little bit disappointing because we wanted to see Sasha and Bayley do something, I guess, more concrete. Maybe a match between the two of them. Had that rematch. I was also a bit upset that Natty wasn't involved. So I'm a little bit, I guess, happy that she's getting a match. But not the match that I would have liked. We're going to see Sasha, Bayley, and Natalya take on the Riot Squad.
Yeah.
Aren't you excited? Come on, man.
Well,
eat that blue candy.
Screaming saucers? I don't know, man. I got to think the Riot Squad are going to pick up the victory here. Just because they should. They're a faction. So the three of them versus just three people smushed together should always win.
But it's three former champions.
Yeah, I still don't consider Sasha a champion.
Oh my God, the internet's going to eat you alive,
well,
boy.
Well, fuck, she's never... She won them all in Raw and lost them all in the next match. So fuck her.
Well, on my end, just because Sasha's been eating pin after pin from Ruby Riot, and she ate another pin this week, I do believe it's going to be Sasha, Bayley, and Natty picking up the win. Maybe it's going to be Liv Morgan tapping out in the sharpshooter. You know, maybe they're all going to have their finishers on at the same time. Oh, Bayley doesn't have one. Maybe she'll figure something out.
What is Bayley to Belly? Belly to Bayley?
Belly to Bayley. But then she does the move that she pops up like into the... Or she gets put in the bank state. They had some tag team move. They'll probably do something, variation of that with the sharpshooter on at the same time, or who knows. But yeah, I do feel Sasha, Bayley, and Natty are going to win this. These are three kind of modern getting to be veterans. So I don't see these women losing in their first match, historic pay-per-view. So I'm going to go with Sasha, Bayley, Natty on this one.
All right. Well, we're going to disagree on this one because I got Riot Squad.
All right. All right, moving along. We have the finals of the Mae Young Classic. So in the finals, we have Io Shirai versus Toni Storm. And do you want to take a crack at this, J-Bomb? Because I probably think you don't really know who either one of them are.
I have no fucking clue who either of them are. I saw that first woman's name that you said. I'm very glad you read it and not me, because I would have said Io Shirai.
Not too far off, but yeah.
I was going to say Phony Storm. Toni Storm. No idea who she is.
You must have seen her. She's kind of, she wears like the football paint under her eyes. And
okay, that's what I was just about to say. I just googled her name.
So she's really popular on the indie scene, and in general, people love her, and they're super excited that she's back in the tournament. It's only a matter of time till she's signed by the WWE, and she's returning from last year too from the tournament.
Okay, so I'll give my prediction first because it's going to be wrong, but I'm going to base it off of one thing and one thing only: is that I'm assuming that Io Shirai.
Io.
Okay, whatever. That girl. I'm assuming she's Japanese.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm just going to use logic.
Have you not watched any of her matches? Dude, you got it. She's good. Well, anyways, you're watching pay-per-view. So
yes, I will watch it. Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure that you're going to show me a whole bunch of other shit while we do. But I'm just going to say, because a Japanese girl won last time, Kairi Sane, they're probably not going to do it again. And I'm going to say Toni Storm.
I'm with you. I think it's based on the same thing as well. Okay. I think they're not going to have another Japanese Yoshirai win this. They had Kairi Sane win. They've had Asuka come in, win the Royal Rumble. They had Nakamura win the Royal Rumble. You know, they shoved a lot of Japanese talent in our face, which I love. I love Japanese talent, but I don't think
it's... I think you love Japanese, Mike. Des.
What can I say?
No speak English.
I love you long time.
You could get away with that, though. That's cool.
But yeah, I think it will be Toni Storm. I probably will be a bit salty about this, and we'll talk about it on the next week's show, because honestly, I think Toni Storm is overrated.
Boo.
I hear it, folks, but I do. I think she's okay. I don't know. I don't know. I find her looks a little bit like... I'm in high school, and her moveset's so-so. But she's a hard worker, and she's been in the industry kind of working her way up and working hard, so I know she kind of deserves it. Io Shirai is one of the best Japanese female wrestlers in the world, hands down. I find the Mae Young Classic didn't even have a chance to highlight her skills probably as best as they could be, and the WWE's probably going to dilute her moveset and skill. I check out some videos on YouTube. It's really, really cool. She has some amazing talent. But yes, I'm going to go with Toni Storm, but I hope I'm wrong.
Cool. That's going to bring us to Shayna Baszler versus Kairi Sane.
Ba-da-ba-down. So Kairi is defending her NXT Women's Champion against Shayna Baszler. So this one's a bit tricky to call because they both had wins over each other. What happens after this?
Who's the champion?
Kairi right now.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she ended up beating her at NXT TakeOver.
Shit.
Yeah, I think you watched that. Remember she ended up getting her in the Coquina clutch, and then she kind of like flipped backwards and pinned her down quickly.
Right, yes.
So, she's had the title since then. She's had a bit of so. She's had a bit of an attitude adjustment, so to say.
Hmm.
Sure, her hair's a bit darker, skin's a bit darker. She wears more like, leather, and I'm going to beat you. I'm not afraid of you, Shayna. And,
she's not a pirate anymore?
She's a pirate, but she's more of like a badass, biker pie. I don't know, man. I don't know, whatever. I just like the elbow drop.
Who you got?
I don't know. It's hard because what's going to happen? Does a loser come up to the main roster? Do they have a rematch? I'm not sure. I have to think Shayna is going to take this one.
Well, I do think the loser is going to go to the main roster, and I think Shayna Baszler is going to go to the main roster before Kairi Sane.
So, I just don't know if I could see Kairi picking up two legit wins. Like, Shayna is a monster, right? Like, she could beat the shit out of me easily, and I mean, I'm sure Kairi probably could beat the shit out of me,
too. Yeah, they could both beat the shit out of me. fucker losers. All right, so I'm taking Shayna. I'm taking Kairi Sane.
Make up your mind, man.
Kairi Sane.
Cool. All right. Fair enough. Next match. I mean, can we really predict this? Because I'm going to butcher her first name here. Rhea Ripley?
Rhea Ripley. Dude. Here. Her name is Daya Rhea Ripley.
You know it?
It's Rhea Ripley, but her first name is actually Daya.
Guys. I know. You can tweet me and say how much of a loser I am. But I can say Yoshirai, and I can speak a bit of Japanese.
This is going over your head. Her name is Daya Rhea Ripley.
Oh. Come on, Seth Rollins.
Oh, shit. Hold on. It's Rhea Ripley. And I only know that her name is Rhea because I spoke to a supplier in my work the other day. Her name was Rhea, and I made the joke. I was like, is it diarrhea? No. She's very attractive, and I was an idiot. So,
oh, man. Just imagine the fan signs that they can come up with.
Diarrhea. Ding, 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 ding. Diarrhea. Who's she fighting? Who's TBD?
We don't know. She's going to be defending her women's NXT championship against someone who's to be determined. I don't know who it is, but she's going to. I'm going to say she will retain the title.
So wait,
if we don't know who it is already,
this girl's the NXT UXT there, whatever it's called.
Yeah, now they've done the NXT, the UK NXT.
What did I call it? NXT UXT.
The
UK NXT. So she's going to fight a woman from the UK. Is that it?
I mean, I guess if that's the regulation, I don't know. They
she's
don't
probably
know
fight
who
Nikki
it is.
Cross.
I don't know.
Why are they not telling who it is?
Maybe they're going to have a surprise for us. I hope that's it. But
who could it be? Let's think.
It's going to be like, look who it is, and half of us aren't going to know who the hell it is.
No, I think it's going to be like a vet.
James Ellsworth?
That'd be dope. Who have we not seen that's been around? Like who? Melina?
Oh, could be. Or no, I think Molly Holly's going to be in the Battle Royale.
Beth All right, Phoenix? So I guess maybe.
I don't know, because they're going to have to retain. I can't see a veteran coming back and winning a title and then sticking
British
around.
British Bulldog's wife? I'm just thinking because she's British.
Let's just move along, you ignorant bastard.
So diarrhea is going to retain.
All right. All right, the Women's Battle Royale. We talked a bit about this extensively. There's a lot of women in this match, and it's going to be a bit tough to call. We saw Asuka this week on SmackDown. She was standing tall. I don't believe she'll be the one to win, even though people might think she's the favorite. I don't think it's going to be the case. So, you know, we have many people, Asuka, Naomi, Carmella. We got the Iconics. We got Sonya and Mandy.
How
Nia's
many women
are in
there?
I don't know the exact number. There's a lot, though. And Michelle McCool's coming back. Alundra Blaze, Ivory, Molly Holly, Kelly.
Is Jacqueline there?
Maria Kanellis and Zelina. No, Jackie, I don't see her anywhere, which is
Zelina's
interesting.
Zelina's winning.
You think Zelina's going to win and have a future title match?
I think she's going to go, like, she'll be final two.
She's tiny, though, yeah?
Oh, yeah, but
I don't think she'll be final two. But how is Asuka going to be eliminated, too? Maybe Naomi is going to do it, and then Naomi and Asuka will start a feud or something because they're best buddies right now. I got to think
like
it's got to be
even,
some interesting.
There's such a cheap best buddy system.
Watch the mixed match challenge, though, man. These guys are good together. It's actually pretty fun. I like watching them. I know. Yeah. Everyone's going to be like, you lame one.
So can we pick a winner?
Yes. Yes. So I think a good choice would be Alundra Blaze because of her, you know, she was a really prominent, you know, champion. She was, you know, if you think about women's history in WWE and wrestling, she stands out. But, you know, it doesn't make sense because then she'd have to have a title match. So for me, I'm going to go with Ember Moon.
Oh, Ember Mooner.
She has to be one of the top favorites. I'm looking through, you know, like, not going to be Kelly. You're not going to be Maria. It's not going to be Molly Holly. You're not going to have a veteran come back and win this match. So I'm going to go with Ember Moon. It's a good way to enter her into the title picture as well.
Maria Kanellis, isn't it?
She is.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm looking at the women, the picture. It's Asuka looks great in it, by the way.
She's front and center.
Superb. Yeah. Jesus, it's a tough one to pick. You know what? I'm going to go with Nia Jax.
Cool.
Or Ember Moon. Damn.
I think Nia they're going to do, with Nia Jax, they're going to do the, like, everybody team up on her to get her out.
Yeah. 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 That's a tough one. I don't know. Like, I'm looking at it. Fuck, I hope it's not Lana.
Oh, my God.
You know who I would like it to be, though? It would be really refreshing and cool if it was Dana Brooke.
Yeah, that could be interesting. I think the girls worked her ass off, but I just, you know, it's not going to leave fans like, oh, yeah. It's going to be like, oh, okay.
Is there anybody who could win this that's going to leave fans really, really happy, though?
Well, I think people will be happy with Asuka, but I think it's going to be Ember Moon. Ember Moon would be the one that I think the fans are going to be really happy about.
Yeah, I could see them getting over. I actually, you know what? I could really see it being Asuka now that you mention it, because it would be unpredictable. It would be unpredictable, and it would be a great way to build her back up.
You gotta turn her heel. Like, gotta bring her back as, like, the evil clown or something.
Yeah, the evil clown would be dope as balls. Okay, mm-hmm. So my official pick is gonna be Nia Jax.
Cool. And I got Ember Moon.
All right, right on, right on. All right, so we're getting down to the nitty gritty here, brah.
We got the championship match. Yes, we got the championship matches. In one corner, we have the Irish last kicker, Becky Lynch, taking on Charlotte Flair. Last woman standing. So this is interesting, because they're going to have to do a lot of damage to each other. They're going to have to throw each other around into the barricade, you know, maybe through the announce table, on the steel ramp. Maybe they'll get creative. I hope they do. I hope it's just not a basic, you know, around
the
ring match.
Should be a street fight, like street clothes. Backstage brawl.
Backstage brawl. But yeah, I'm gonna think that Becky's going to pull this out. I mean, we've seen this aggressive streak from her. She's going to lay into Charlotte, and she's going to do whatever it takes. She'll play a bit dirty. She'll do whatever is necessary. Hey, she can make Becky, and she will. She'll probably put Becky in the figure eight, and Becky's going to tap out. And it's going to be like, oh, well, she would have won if it was a regular match. But, you know, that's kind of to save a little face for Charlotte. And
you think Charlotte's
going to
beat Becky with the figure eight?
No, I think she's going to put the figure eight on Becky, and Becky will tap out. But the match isn't going to end because it's the last woman standing match.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
So it's a way of being like, if it was a real wrestling match, you know, it kind of saves a little face for Charlotte.
Yeah.
And I think ultimately Becky's going to find a way to do it. I don't know what it's going to be, but maybe she'll topple down something on top of her or find some way to win. But Becky's going to do it. She's going to do it. People are really high on her, and the WWE is not going to pull the rug from underneath her just yet.
Do you think we're going to see Charlotte backflip off of anything crazy?
Yes.
Do you think she's going to land it?
Well, she'll do like the landing, but then how she kind of collapses at the same time, because if she didn't, like, her legs, I'm waiting for her like leg to bust one time or
I tried to find it, and I did find it, but I had to go way back. The last time Charlotte Flair hit a moonsault in the ring and landed it, she lands all the ones going to the outside, like that corkscrew thing. She always lands those, like gets the offensive attack, but everybody moves out of the way inside the ring or pulls the knees on her.
How do you move away from her? She's like 7 feet tall.
They just do, bro. They just do. But I agree. I think Becky's going to win, and I think it's going to be a brutal, brutal beatdown. She's going to kick the shit out of Charlotte when she's down hard.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think this has a potential to be the match of the night, but we'll see. We'll see. It has a tough challenger, because in our main event
of the evening,
Nikki Bella versus Ronda Rousey.
Here comes Rousey! I love black eyes.
Oops.
That wasn't an oops.
Never. Ronda?
Oh, come on, do you have to even think about this one?
Ronda Rousey's gonna win it.
Now, you never know. Nikki could pull out some kind of twin magic and win the title, because I do feel like a part of me is Nikki really wants that feather in her cap of I was women's champion as well.
She'll get it. She will.
She's only been Divas champion. So yeah, I feel like she will get it. So I kind of want it to be over in a sense, just to like have her get it, lose it, and then go away, Bella Twins. And then we're done with that.
Never.
And we can move forward. I mean, I don't know. This is a big pay-per-view. They're making it all around, I guess, Ronda Rousey, the women's division to a certain extent. I don't see them having her drop the title. It would really be horrific if it was against Nikki Bella. I could see them doing it. It could make sense in terms of the logistics and storylines. But honestly, I really hope to see, and I foresee Nikki having her ass handed to her, and Ronda will break her arm.
Okay, I got Ronda as well, bro. But I think it's going to be a better match than we're anticipating. I think people are going to... You got to think that Nikki... Is this her first match since the John Cena breakup? Like, first match, like big match. I think it is.
Well, it's her first big match.
Yeah. So you got to think she's going to want to stick it to all the haters that say you were only there because of John Cena. She's for sure determined to put on a good match with Ronda. I'm sure they're practicing like fucking crazy. I think it's going to be a good one. Ronda's going to take it, but I think it's going to be better than everybody thinks. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I think it'll be better than I guess I think it's going to be, and most people think it's going to be. But, you know, I think a big part of me is I'm just happy once it's going to be over. I hope we can move on from this. Ronda's going to move on to her next challenger. You know, not sure exactly who that's going to be, but yeah, we'll see. And before we wrap things up, folks, we skipped over a match. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, Lita and Trish versus Mickey James and Alexa Bliss. And the reason why it popped into my mind was, where was Alexa Bliss this week?
Boobs.
You're building up the match between them and she wasn't even there.
Maybe she was pooping?
Okay. All right. So you can tell he's got kids. Okay. But anyways, the mind of an infant. But, you know, a rumor is that she's dealing with an injury. I don't know if it's a concussion or a broken nose or something.
Constipation.
So, well, she wasn't there, so it was very strange. If she kind of had those symptoms, she should at least be there. But
have you had explosive diarrhea before?
You just said constipation. Which is it, man?
It's one or the other. She's on the pooping spectrum.
Oh, my God. Okay, we got to wrap this up before they revoke everything that we have on the social media and the internet and just close us down. I will be interviewing for a new partner, guys, so hit me up at underscore Talkamania, also at Desmino, and I will be doing auditions for a new partner because I've had it with you.
Hello.
Suck it!
Oh, yeah?
All right.
I got two words for you.
I quit.
No, I don't care. That's three words.
What?
All right, folks. This one's pretty easy peasy. We got Lita. We got Trish Stratus. They're going to win this match. They're coming back. They're not going to lose it. So there you go. Bam, boom, wham, bam.
They're going to lose this match, and hopefully they go on to fight each other at another pay-per-view because I want to see.
You think they're going to lose? You think they're going to lose?
No, they're going to win this match. Sorry, they're going to win, but I want to see them. I want to see one of them kick the other one in the face, and I want to see them fight each other on a pay-per-view.
Don't we? We feel like that's what they should have done anyways, right? That's what they should have done from the start.
They need it. We need it. We all need it. We need it. It's got to happen.
I know. What do you guys think? Are you happy with the Evolution card? And if you could have made some matches, what would be your matches or dream matches? Who would you have brought back that maybe didn't come back? And we want to know. And maybe we'll talk about it on our next show where we talk about the fallout of Evolution. It's going to be a big week. We got the go-home shows, Raw and SmackDown going to Crown. I did not say Crown Royale this week.
It's
so.
Like,
yeah,
drink, bitch.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, folks. But we hope you enjoy it. We're gonna be rocking there with you, and make sure to follow us on the internet, on the Twitter at underscore Talkamania, and check us out. Follow us during the event because we're gonna be having some fun, and we hope you are too, guys. So.
So that's going to wrap up another episode of Talkmania. Like that said, hit us up on the Twitter box, at underscore Talkmania. Check us out at www.prowrestlingtees.com/Talkmania. Buy some merch so we can take your money. We'll put you on the show if we like you. Enjoy Evolution, people. For J-Bomb, I'm out. Dez, say bye-bye.
Sayonara, oyasumi, happy Rusev Day.